Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Do you know that we're going to sit at the feet of Jesus during the millennial reign of Christ, that we are going to go to Jerusalem where he's going to rule and reign, and we're going to sit and learn at Jesus' feet? What a Sunday school class that's going to be. The Word of Life teaching us the Word of Life. So I believe Paul had the privilege of sitting at the feet of Jesus while he's out there in the desert, just him and the Lord. Can the Lord take care of him when he was in the desert for 3 years? Of course he could. He took care of them crazy Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness. Fed them, quail, manna, water, their shoes for 40, and they didn't have to go to Walmart and buy shoes or anything. The Lord took care of them. Same thing with the apostle. Have I not seen the Lord? No doubt he had seen the Lord. No doubt about it. It's stated in 1 Corinthians 15:8. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one that was born out of due time. And that's what I was talking about, being saved. He was pre-born, referring back to his conversion on the road to Damascus. Okay. And then in verse number 1, wow, I got 11 verses this morning. Are ye not my work in the Lord? Literally, the proof is in the pudding. If nobody else believes, surely you ought to believe. You're my proof. The proof is in my pudding. What I've done with you, I've labored. I started the church there, led you to the Lord. We baptized you, even though not everybody. Remember 1 Corinthians, I'm glad I baptized none of you except Stephanas and those others. And anyway, I started that. I labored among you. You're my proof of my apostleship. Verse number 2. If I be not an apostle to others, if others don't believe this, at least you should know this. Because me staying with you, just again, for just Bible reference, Corinth was the longest he stayed with anybody in 18 months, except one other group of people. And who was that? No, preachers, you don't answer this. You Bible students, what churchy group of people did Paul stay with the longest in his ministry that we find? Preacher, you can't answer. Layperson, you're a preacher. You can't say this. You know this. We've taught this. Ephesus. He was in Ephesus for 2 years teaching them. Remember, matter of fact, we read in the book of Acts where in Ephesus he meets the elders by the sea, and he said, I'm reading this morning when we received the offering, where Paul said, you know how I've labored among you and I didn't take anything from you, and I labored among you and I've taught you many things. And remember, he said, teaching you how it's more blessed, that Jesus, how it's more blessed to give than to receive. He was with them for 2 years. And then I love this part. It's the last verse of that chapter, whatever chapter that was, 18, whatever chapter that was. He said, and the elders wept. I could just picture them. They hugged Paul, and they were weeping, not because of his words, but because they said they're not going to see his face any longer. Paul had endeared himself to the church at Ephesus, the elders. Can you imagine what a goodbye that must have been? I preached a meeting in Ohio, a revival. Just remember, I was gone a month or two ago. I was there for a week, had a great meeting. And when I left, they kind of let me close the services. And I did something they had never done before. Y'all remember that song, God Be With You Till We Meet Again? How many of y'all know that song? How many of you never heard that song? Y'all must be from Ohio. They never heard that song. And I was shocked. Never heard that song. Anyway, long story. You remember that? And I started singing a song. And the pianist kind of picked up on it. And the music. The song leader didn't know that song. Because we were leaving. And those people kind of endeared our. Those people we're talking about. Endeared ourselves to. Anyway, a lot of people got real close to them. Singing that song. And just people were hugging and crying and all. I came to them and. We'll see some of them again. I can't imagine how these guys hugged with Paul. Most of all because they said, because we're not going to see his face anymore. He's at Ephesus for 2 years, Corinth at 18 months. He said, don't you remember this? He said, I may not be an apostle to others, but to you. Verse number 3, without comment. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this, okay? For those questioning me this, Look at verse number 4. Have we not the power to eat and drink? He was going to answer their question. The next couple verses, he asked them questions. He said, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to answer your question by asking you questions. You remember Jesus did that in his ministry. And I put a reference, time won't get to it, Mark chapter 11, verse 27 through 30. The Pharisees asked Jesus a question. And Jesus said, let me ask you a question. So Paul kind of took that, you know, and he said, I'm going to ask you a question. Have we not the power to eat and drink? The word power here in verse number 4 and 5 means authority. Or verse number 4, have we not the power to eat and drink? It means the authority. It wasn't that the Corinthians believers questioned Paul's right to eat and drink, but that means that he has the right to eat and drink at the expense of the church. Big difference. They weren't questioning where he could go out and eat and drink. You know, they were questioning at the expense of the church. We shouldn't have to pay for this. You know, you pay for yourself. You know, don't we have the authority to that? But he didn't exert? Is that a good word? Exercise, that's a better word. That's why I have a wonderful wife, okay? He didn't exercise that right and privilege of making them provide for him. But we had the power, the authority. Verse number 5, have we not the power, the authority to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, as the brethren of the Lord, as of the Lord and of Cephas? Boy, there's so much here. I could stay a long time here, but I got to move on. Talking about having not a power about a sister and a wife. I wish I have notes here about that, but as well as other apostles. Obviously, other apostles were married and leading families as they wherever they would travel. He's using that. They can do it, and you have no problem with them doing it. But me? Why are you having a problem with me doing it? And they are doing it. Are you following the thought? We have that same authority as they do, but nobody's questioning them. Then he talks about, and as the brethren of the Lord. Interesting. I love this part. Do you know, Jesus was not an only child to Mary. And I have references here. You can get it later on from me if you want, Mark 6 and others. Jesus had brothers. After Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph came together, and she began to have children from Joseph. Now, Jesus is virgin born of the Holy Spirit. We know that. But after I say this, Mary was not a perpetual virgin, as some people teach. She had other children. He had at least 4 brothers, and 2 of them became preachers, James and Jude. And Kyler would be teaching tonight in our Sunday night class. He just started the book of James. He's in James 1:1, kind of gave the background. He missed this part, and I'll fill this in, where he talks about James, a servant of Jesus Christ, and whatever said about Jesus Christ. Notice what James did not say, what he did say, but what he did not say. If that was me, and I'm introducing myself to you, I would have said, Walt Lanier, of course, that'd take me back 2,000 years, the brother of Jesus. I'm someone because I was Jesus' brother. It's like me saying, Walt Lanier, the son of Dr. Clyde Lanier. Everybody knew Dr. Clyde Lanier, but you follow? But James did not do that. He didn't say, I was a brother of Jesus. I'm a servant to Jesus. Boy, there was so much. Anyway, and he was saved after the resurrection. Jude, who wrote the book of Jude, was one of Jesus' stepbrothers. I guess you would call it, whatever you would call that, you know. And by the way, a sideline, boy, I have so much to get. You never see in Scripture, this is a family matter, by the way, where it's called stepbrother, stepsister, stepmother, stepfather. I never use those terms. It's like they belong to somebody else. Are y'all following what I'm saying?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through 1 Corinthians. And come join us this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special guest speaker Dr. Phil Stringer. He'll be with us during the 11 a.m. worship hour, and the Morrison sisters will be with us during the 6 p.m. worship hour. That's February 16th, 11 a.m. for Dr. Phil Stringer, and 6 p.m. for the Morrison sisters. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.